1L. Listen to the following radio program where a reporter in Edinburgh discovers what people think about school. While listening, write down the main point each speaker makes.
What are schools for?
Have you ever wondered what on earth schools are really for? It may seem like a stupid question, I know. Surely, we all know what schools are for. To check this assumption, I conducted a quick mini-survey in my own social circle. My friend Lucy said, "School, to keep the kids busy and out of my hair." 12-year-old Anka said, "Don't know what it's for, but it sucks and it's boring." 17-year-old Liam mumbled, "School's there so teachers can have jobs." Most people would probably agree that school is where, first and foremost, you get an education. Considering how much money is spent on education, it's really rather surprising that we don't spend more time thinking about what schools are really for. So, to explore this issue further, I spoke to some people at the Edinburgh Festival last month. First up, students from Finland, New Zealand and Scotland. Kai, from Finland.
I was an exchange student in China, and it was obvious that schools serve different purposes in Finland and China. The purpose of school in China is quite clear. School is there to prepare you for your future workplace. I guess this is also true to some extent in Finland, but not as strong as in China. In Finland, the focus is on students learning about the world and finding their own interests. It is hard to say which approach is better.
Kiwi Brody.
I'm Brody from New Zealand, and in my opinion, school's the place where we can try out many different things, but in a safe environment, you know? Different sports, for example, and things like acting and debating. School's also where you socialise, meet your mates. And of course, with all the girls around, school's where you get to practice your chat-up lines.
Louise from Glasgow.
I cannot think of anything more boring than school. The teachers are nice enough, but it's pointless to just sit there and listen to them droning on about things you can easily find from the internet. Schools are hopelessly out of date for the needs of students in the 21st century. School should be about inspiring us to be the best we can be in whatever we choose to do, not about force-feeding us information and grading us on what we can remember.
Next, I spoke to two parents.
I've got three kids, and I think the most important function of schools is social. Schools where they learn to understand and respect different points of view. I think you only really learn to socialise by socialising in person, you know? Online meetings are simply not the same thing.
At the end of the day, I think schools are there to prepare students for jobs. By the time they turn 16, the focus should be on helping young people to discover what they want to do with their lives. Students should be taught about working life, about what's out there, what the possibilities are. I trained as an electrician, and this is the work I've done all my life. Today's students will be expected to do a range of different jobs, and schools should prepare them for this.
And finally, I spoke to two professionals in the field of education, a student counsellor from an upper secondary school and a researcher from the nearby University of Edinburgh. The student counsellor first.
Secondary schools have an obligation to educate young people to become happy, responsible adults that will contribute to the society they live in. To achieve this, education needs to be holistic and not only academic, with sport and culture playing an important part. Secondly, in our global village, it is essential for people from different cultures to understand each other. Schools where students from different countries mix daily can play a natural role in this respect. Thirdly, many teenagers struggle to understand where they fit into the world, and many have problems expressing themselves. Schools have a responsibility to help students learn life skills that will help them find their way in the world.
And now our academic.
In the not-so-distant past, people went to school to get knowledge. These days, however, schools and teachers are no longer the main sources of knowledge. The internet has taken care of that. That's why it's more important that schools teach students to find relevant information for themselves, and, crucially, give students the tools for critically thinking about that information. Researchers have found that secondary school students are not as proficient in critically analysing information they encounter online as we previously thought. So this is an area that needs urgent attention.
So there you have it, a mixed bag of opinions. What do you think schools are for? Let's hear what you have to say. The lines are now open, and we'll be taking calls from two...